What if I tell you that having a baby could be easy? How can you have your beautiful, positive, unmedicated, and natural birth so that you can step into your conscious motherhood? Hello, my name is Bibi. I am a midwife, a birth coach, and I am an early motherhood coach. And I'm here to show you how birth can be easy. You know why? You're never going to forget that day, and you want it to be the best day of your life. Tune in while we'll dive in on how you can have your positive birth and you can have a positive motherhood. Happy listening. Welcome to your Holistic Midwife podcast. I am Bibi, your host and your holistic midwife. So today we are going to talk about my birth story. So I know that probably some of you have heard my birth story in some of the podcasts, but I also wanted to make another one where I just like discuss a little bit about my birth story. So with the twins. It was just amazing, and I feel like I will never, ever, ever get tired of talking about it, because it was actually the best day of my life. I want to start with the fact that when I learned that I was pregnant with twins, it was a shock. First thing, I was really sick. So my first trimester, I was so sick that I actually end up at the hospital around 8 weeks. And I went there because I was really sick. I was throwing up. I couldn't keep anything down. I could not walk. I could not do anything. And I had a toddler in the meantime. And I was like, I really need just some fluids and just to get me going. So I went to the hospital. And when I was there, I said to them, I don't want to do any scan at all, because I have already booked my scan and it is in 10 days. I just need some fluids just to get going. So they were actually really good, because they gave me some fluid. I didn't have any scan. And after, you know, 3 or 4 hours, I was actually able to go home and just stay hydrated, I would say. Anyway, I had my scan around 10 weeks. I think I was maybe 9 weeks and 6 days, something like that. And I remember that the woman, the sonographer, she put the ultrasound machine on my belly and she quickly removed it, and she looked at me like I was like, of course, I'm a midwife, so I saw straight away that there were like two babies. So I'm like, put it back. So she's putting that ultrasound machine back on my belly, and she's like, well, there are two babies. And I sat like, I was laughing, but I was also crying at the same time, because I just could not believe it, that I was pregnant with twins. And I remember that my mom, like a couple of days before, she's like, I had a dream that you were pregnant with twins. And I was like, nah, that's not possible. And even my best friend, you know, when I told her that I was pregnant, because I just showed to her my pregnancy test, the first thing that she said, it's like, it's twins. So I just can't believe it that people around me knew already that I was having twins and I didn't. So I guess for me, the first thing that came to my mind was that, how can I have a home birth? Because I had a home birth with my first baby, free birth, and I wanted the same. I wanted to be in the comfort of my home. I wanted to be left alone. I just wanted to do my thing. And I had already in my head that I was going to have what is called a wild pregnancy, which means that you don't really do a lot of, blood tests or ultrasound or whatsoever, but you just kind of let your body grow your baby and pretty much just wait to be ready to have the baby at home. So that was my plan initially. But then when they told me I had twins, you know, my mom had twins. I have twin sisters, and they were born one vaginally and the second one with an emergency Caesar. Classical incision. So because of that, I just thought to myself, and being a midwife, I didn't really see a lot of pregnancy, like twin pregnancy undisturbed, you know? And so I just thought to myself, well, Well, that means that I need an obstetrician, I need scan every 2 weeks, I need either an induction or a Caesar at the hospital. That is what went through my mind. And at that point, I just got paralyzed because I was like, I really do not want this. Like, I really don't want this type of pregnancy or this type of labor and birth. And so, lucky enough, because I knew already about the Free Birth Society, I went on their podcast and I started to be like, let me see, maybe someone has had twins naturally, you know? And I started to research, and one story in particular came up, and it was about this woman that she lived in Hawaii and she had free birth at twins. And I was like, what? You can have a home birth with twins? And I kind of went down the rabbit hole, but again, there was not a lot of information about it. And I feel like, especially in Australia, where women with twins, they are not really given a choice. It's like you just go to the hospital, you see the obstetrician, you do the scan, yada, 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 yada. I didn't see how could I just birth at home. But what I did is I started actually researching, and I started to learn that, yes, you can have your home birth even with twins. And so the first thing that I did is I asked a midwife if she wanted to be my private midwife. And of course, she said no, because when you hire a private midwife in Australia, it's really not worth it to kind of lose everything for that one woman just because there is a little bit of witch hunt, you know, in this field. And so I, like, you know, now, like, looking back, I do totally understand why she said no. And it was totally fine, and I'm so glad she said no, because that's how I had my free birth with twins. You know, that's how I was like, well, that's fine. I don't need you. I can still do it by myself. And so I just start learning some things and just researching. And I think, like, during my pregnancy, what happened is that around 20 weeks mark, when I went to do my morphology scan, it was also just, I think COVID was just about to finish, you know, that was 2021. And I went to do my morphology scan. It was September, I think. And I remember that we were just sitting, like, in the waiting room. And let's say the room where to do the scan, it's like, you know, 50 meters from where I'm sitting with my husband. And they just come up and they're like, actually, he can't come in. You can only come in. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, we've been sitting here together. We are all wearing masks. What do you think put this baby in me? I live with him. We are together. Like, you know what I mean? And they're like, no, this is the new rules. Only you can come in, la, 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 la. And I got really annoyed because I thought to myself, I know my babies are in my belly and I know I'm growing my babies. I just wanted him to see the babies, you know? And anyway, I almost had a panic attack, you know, just thinking about this, just thinking about the fact that he couldn't come in. And then I just thought to myself, I don't want this type of birth, you know, but not just that. Like, I don't want to go to the hospital all the time by myself without my husband and maybe having to birth at the hospital by myself and him not being able to be there after I had not one baby, but two babies. Okay. And so for this reason, I was like, okay, I've made up my mind. Like, no. I'm going to free birth these babies. And that was my last encounter with the system, really, during that pregnancy, because then after that, I did not do any ultrasound and I did not engage at all with the system. And keep in mind, I was actually working in the system. And then, you know, all the thing about, you know, it was just like a time where it was better off not to work at the system. Anyway, I went on leave when I was about 25, 26 weeks with the twins, and I just started doing my thing. I just lived my life, did my things, went to the beach every second day, just like enjoy really my life, you know, pregnant with two babies. And like, just keep in mind that when I did the ultrasound, of course, because I am a midwife, I wanted to know a couple of things. And so the structures of the baby, they were all looking normal. They were growing roughly the same. One was smaller than the other, as they should be. They were in two sacs, and they said that they were also in two placentas, you know? So that's all I needed to know, that they were di-di, you know? So di-amniotic and dichorionic. And that was all I wanted to know. So I was like, okay, fine. You know, like when there are like two placentas and two sacs, it's like the easiest pregnancies, because it's like you just accidentally, you know, growing two babies instead of one. So they are like independent, you know what I mean? And so I was like, yeah, fine, easy. And so then what happened is that, like, straight away, I didn't tell my husband that, like, my plan was actually to free birth, but I did tell him eventually, and I was like, this is what we're going to be, and what this is what we're going to do. And it was fine. It was fine because we had free birth in my first one, and we had already had all the discussion with my first one, you know. And for him, you know, like, if you ask my husband, you ask him how he's having a baby, how he's birthing a baby, he will tell you it's so easy. Because that's the only version that he saw. He didn't see any trauma. He didn't see me, like, you know, being so much pain or anything like that. He only saw me being like, hey, baby, let's just get a picture. Let's just do things. And boom, baby was out. Okay. So that was his version of having a baby. And so she's like, yeah, that's fine. It's just like, you just have to like pop two babies instead of one, you know? And I was like, yeah, exactly. So we were fine. And with Milo, we actually went to do childbirth classes, which were best choice that I could ever do. So like, if you can, especially if you are at your first baby, make sure you go and do childbirth classes. So for me, it was really good to go with him, because he actually learned like few things that otherwise he would have not known. And so with the twins, I was researching for childbirth classes, but the thing is that because of COVID, they had shut down a lot of the classes. Some they were online, and it was just not sitting right with us. So I was like, oh, you know what? Whatever, it's fine. We're gonna be fine. So what happened is my mom came from Italy as well. So we're like all ready to have this baby. However, during this pregnancy, I had a lot of negativity. I had like a really big profile with 300,000 followers on TikTok, which is closed, because it wasn't really aligning with me. So I had a lot of negativity from, I would say, mainly Italian people. And they just said to me, you know, they thought I was being crazy, that I was being really dangerous, that I would have killed my babies. And let's say that towards the end, this was kind of messing a little bit with my head. So I had to like just disconnect from everybody. Everybody thought that I was gonna have a premature birth. Instead, you know, like, I had my babies at 38 weeks and 3 days, but I knew it, you know, like, I knew that I was going to go a term. And what happened is my mom came, and everybody was just ready, you know, for me to just, we're just waiting for these babies to come. So I think I was very tired. I need to be honest. Towards the end of the pregnancy, I was only sleeping. I couldn't walk. I couldn't drive. I really could not do much, and I was really, really, really tired. So I remember I believe a lot on the natural medicine, and especially when you are ready. And so for that reason, I actually burn clary sage. Clary sage is a natural, it's natural herb really, that will help your uterus to kind of start contracting. And so that is actually what happened. I burned the clary sage, and during the night around 4 a.m., I just heard pop, and there we go. My water had just broken, and I just ran into the bathroom, and same as the movies, like, the water just went splash everywhere. So I had to clean, put a pad on, and I was like, okay, it's go time. I'm so ready. However, I didn't have contraction, or I mean, I didn't have any contraction that I could actually feel. And so at that point, My belly was so stretched that I couldn't tell, you know, it was just hard. So I couldn't tell what was happening. So I didn't wake up anybody because I thought to myself, well, I am not ready and the baby are not ready. I'm not having any contraction. I'm not in labor. But at the same time, I was like, but I am ready to have this baby, so I don't want to stay here for like days waiting for the contraction to come. So what I did is a lot of time I always say to women, you know, like don't go back to bed when your water have broken. You know, you want the head to apply properly, so just stand, you know, stand or bounce on the ball, do something, squat. And so that's what I did. I start squatting and I use the oil, Clary Sage as well. Just put Clary Sage everywhere, you know, and I start squatting and squatting, and then eventually my contractions started, but it didn't take long. It just take like an hour. So around 5 a.m. my contraction started, and I think like at 5:05 I heard like the second contraction, and I was like, okay, I think this is happening. And so I woke up my husband, you know, and as I'm waking up my husband, and he's getting things ready. You know, I'm having contractions just every 5 minutes, really. So it's nothing like serious, but they are intense. You know, I can feel them. So I said to my husband, I think because what happened is with Milo, as you know, if you've listened to the other episodes, with Milo, I didn't notice that I was in labor. And so pretty much, you know, my mom missed the birth and then my husband came in that the head was already out. And so I didn't want this to happen. And I really wanted to document this birth because I was like, whenever I actually talk about my birth, everybody is like, what are you talking about? And I really wanted to document this birth. And I really wanted my husband and my mom to be there for this birth, you know? But when I got my husband to go and wake up my mom, by the time it was out, I just bear down and I was like, wow. And the first baby literally slipped out of me. Like it just came out. Like I was just like, and my husband like ran in and I'm like, she's born. And so everybody literally missed the birth of the first twin. So my husband and my mom, they missed the birth of the first twin. And I was like, no, I can't believe that this has happened again, you know? And like, honestly, she was born with five contractions. Five contractions, no pushing, nothing. The baby just came out. Like I had, you know, the ejection reflex. That's what I had. My body literally just eject that baby. And it was amazing. And then after that, I said to my husband, okay, we need to actually record this because I want to have a video of the birth of the second twin at least. So I think like the first twin, the cord was really short. And so for this reason, when I was trying to put the baby on my chest, I couldn't. So we had to cut, to clamp and cut the cord a little bit earlier than what I was expecting because I wanted her to be attached when the other baby was, you know, being born. And I want to take a picture of them with the placentas. Anyway, it didn't happen. Had to cut the cord. And then I did a little bit of skin to skin. And then I just felt in me that I needed to let go of that baby to actually focus on the labor as well, because I was like, I'm not done. I'm not finished. There is another baby inside of me, you know? So I was like, I gave the baby to my husband and I went back in tune with my body. And keep in mind that the second baby was breech. Not because I did any ultrasound, because I'm a midwife and I could feel that this baby was breech. And so I was expecting to have a breech birth, and the contraction picked up very slow, I would say. But at one point, what happened is that I was like, I feel like I am ready to birth, but something is not right. And I remember, like, I just put up my head and I look at my mom, and she was looking at me so worried, you know. And understandable, because the reason why she was worried is because when she had her first twin, my sister, you know, then with the second, who knows what happened there in Italy, you know, that was like more than 30 years ago, but they actually put her to sleep and they cut her open as a classical incision, which is a vertical incision. They got the baby out, they forgot a piece of placenta, she got an infection, she couldn't breastfeed him. Like, It was just a nightmare, okay? And so I feel like she had flashes of that when I was trying to have my second baby. And so I actually had to say to her, "Mom, you have to leave." And so I kicked my mom out of my birth space. And just remember, guys, like sometimes that's what you have to do. You need to protect your energy and your space if you want a positive birth. So I did. I said to my mom, you have to leave. And has she left, my body ejected the second twins, pretty much, you know. So I just bear down. Remember, I had a cramp, which was so unusual, but I had a cramp that I had to like bear down, and the second baby pretty much was out. Okay. It was a sunny side baby. So a baby was born looking at me. And I didn't know that until someone actually told me, to be honest. But it was beautiful. There is a video somewhere, like on my Instagram as well. And it was just beautiful. And it was the best experience ever. So the second baby was born. The cord was short as well. And because the cord was short, I had to cut, to clamp and cut there as well. And then we were expecting two placentas. So we didn't know whether the placenta was going to be born in the middle of the babies or after the babies. But we were just waiting for the two placenta. And all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I felt like I had a third baby. And I was like, don't tell me I'm having triplets, you know? But instead, it was the placenta. It was so big that it felt like a third baby. So basically, it was not two placenta, but it was one placenta. So, to be honest, I can't tell you if they were fused because just the way it looked to me, it didn't look as much as they were fused. But it looked like there were two placentas, you know what I mean? So it looked like it was one placenta, but it was two placenta because I, like in the middle, I think I could feel that there was some kind of separation. But still, till today, we do not know. But it was just one placenta, it was two placenta that they were fused. But it doesn't matter, you know? People get caught up on this thing. Doesn't matter, okay? The bleeding was okay. And did I bleed after giving birth to two babies? Absolutely, I did. But it wasn't like an hemorrhage, you know, it was just a normal bleeding for a twin pregnancy. And then, yeah, after that, I stayed home. I breastfed them. I had breakfast. And then eventually I called the hospital, which is the same hospital where I was working, because I wanted to have stitches. I had stitches with Milo because I had the third degree, and with the twins, it was really quick. And I was scared that I had opened myself again. But instead, it was a small second degree. And I had a choice, maybe not to put stitches. But I thought to myself, well, there's no way I'm just going to rest in bed and keep my legs closed because I have a toddler and I have twins. And so I prefer to have stitches, and I'm really happy and glad that I did. I feel like it's not always just black and white, you know, but there is also gray. And in this occasion was the best choice for me to have stitches, and I do not regret it. And I'm really, really happy about it. The healing was easy peasy, and I breastfed my baby as well. Breastfeeding was really good with twins also. We will probably discuss a little bit more about breastfeeding maybe in another episode if you want me to. But yeah, so I just wanted to talk a little bit about this, about my birth story with twins, and about how amazing it was. And this really was an initiation for me, you know, like I felt like I have changed so much after I birthed my twins because they just taught me how magical is our body and how, you know, if you have the right mindset, if you prepare your body, if you believe in yourself, actually you can, you know, despite everybody thinking that I was gonna go into early labor, the babies, they were gonna be small and all the things that they said. No, the babies were, one was 3 kilos, 3.140, and the other one was 2770. Okay, so normal kilos. I breastfed them, did never use formula. I breastfed all my babies. I didn't go in early labor. They were born 38 weeks and 3 days. So like everything was so normal and so good, you know? And it was because I put in the work. In this medicalized system, I put in the work. So I want to conclude this podcast or video YouTube, if you're seeing it on YouTube, by telling you that if you put in the work, you are definitely going to have a positive birth. So I will see you in the next episode. Just remember, you know, if you want to talk to me, there will be some links somewhere here. If you want to have a consultation, just please reach out. And don't forget that I also have a digital course on preparation for your beautiful birth, motherhood, breastfeeding, baby-led weaning. There is a lot of things in there. We do have a beautiful community that is called the Conscious Mothers Community, Conscious Mother Sisterhood. So please, please, please join us in there. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Hey, my friend, thank you so much for listening again. I think we are in for something really special in this podcast. Let's start this new movement. Hey, buckle up. There's a lot of new things and awesome things that you're gonna hear from me. And as you know, just do me a favor, please. Just take a screenshot, put it in your stories, and tag me. I promise I will definitely reshare you. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.